another installment of Total Mind Jargon. We are your hosts. My name is Marcus.
And my name is Tyler.
What's up, guys?
What's happening? We are missing Jesse this week. He had to attend to a personal matter. Jess, we love you. We miss you. We'll see you next week, maybe.
Sending love and good vibes, my man.
Exactly. Exactly. And Jesse always likes for us to say the date. So it is Saturday, October 14th. Recording in Baltimore, Maryland.
It is.
Yes.
So, today was a good, last week was a good week.
Yes.
A lot of things happened.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I was in a music video, as you guys know, if you listened to the last episode. I was in a music video Monday with the shoot. Well, I'm sorry. Monday with the fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And the fitting was pretty cool. Actually, they were very late.
Okay, it was behind schedule?
They were behind schedule.
Oh, yeah.
I showed up, and I was like, I was all ready and like giddy, and I was like, an hour late, okay. Superstars. You're talking about superstars. They got to be late. So I was there. We tried on the clothes and whatnot. I was not thrilled about the clothes at first.
Ooh.
I wasn't. The shirt was cool, but the pants were like,
What were they like?
They were jeans, but they were like light kind of jeans. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they didn't match the shirt. The shirt was a red burgundy type of, open breezy type shirt. And, it's a style is like 70s. So it was a 70s type theme shirt. But the jeans were, they fit, but the color didn't match.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you guys later in the show what happened with those pants. So keep listening. So fast forward, Wednesday was the actual shoot.
Okay.
And we'll get into some news and we'll talk about the pants and the shoot later. Okay.
Okay. So cliffhanger.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the pants. What happened with the pants? So we're going to talk about news first.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, before we get into our topics of the day, I guess we'll just go over some quick baseball news. MLB playoffs, in case anybody cares. The division series wrapped up. Yankees beat the Yankees played
the
Indians.
Astros. Oh.
We know all about baseball.
Yankees
beat the Indians in 5 games, and the Astros beat the Red Sox in 4 games.
Right.
And then the Dodgers swept the Diamondbacks in 3, and the other NL game was the Nationals losing out to the Cubs in 5 games.
Yeah, that's the most disappointing to me.
You were rooting for the Nationals.
I was rooting for the Nats, but those two teams are very good,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like the Nats would play anybody else, they would have made the next round. But the Cubs are just—they started out really slow,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think they were going to make the playoff.
Right,
and they rallied and they beat them,
Yeah, the Nationals just can't win a series, man. They cannot win a series as the Nationals.
Yeah.
Ever since they moved.
What's the hockey team in D.C.?
Capitals.
Yeah, the Capitals. They had
the whole
D.C.
sports sucks.
That's true.
Wizards did win their first round series this past year, but they lost to the Celtics in the second round, right. I believe. But, just a little sports news we wanted to catch. Oh, real quick, do you have a prediction for these championship series? Who's going to win them? Yankees, Astros?
I'm going Yankees, and I'm going Dodgers.
Okay.
That's my World Series pick.
I'm going to go Astros, Dodgers. That's what we'll do. So we're a little bit different. But, yeah, we just want to do a little baseball because we like baseball. Any other news stuff wanted to catch people up on before we get to our topics?
No.
No?
Let's get to it.
All right, so we just got 2 big topics we want to talk about this week, and then we're going to get back to the pants story at the end and do a little personal back and forth. The big story of the week is the Boy Scouts are going to officially allow girls to join starting next year. And then the year after that, I believe they're going to introduce a senior girls program for girls in high school. So we'll get into that in just a second. And after we finish talking about that, we're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez. Oh. Took the glasses off.
I didn't want to hurt him.
We're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez, who talked with Joe Buck about his steroid abuse or use during his MLB career. And then we'll talk about what the status of steroids should be in baseball going forward. But before that, we'll get into the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Kind of going back and forth. Did you want to introduce
what's going on
here?
So basically, like you said, the Boy Scouts are allowing girls to join their organization. And so a lot of people are, on both sides are happy and upset. I just want to read you guys some of the comments on Twitter for and against. So this lady on Twitter, I can mention her name.
Yeah.
Kate B. Strother. Okay. That was a weird last name. So she said, this is wonderful, especially in the rural areas like ours where Girl Scouts isn't available. It's great that the girls who have already something, whatever. So She's cool with it. People don't understand why girls would want to be an Eagle Scout. But here's one reason why. It's a leg up in the world. And I find that really problematic because I feel like I have 2 points to why this should not be.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the Boy Scout shouldn't be the standard or the pinnacle for the Girl Scouts. You know, The Girl Scout within their own organization should create desirable badges and, you know, the aura and the prestige for the girls and the young ladies who are in the Girl Scout to want to be, you know, I think the Golden Scout is the pinnacle top badge you can get in the Girl Scout. Mm-hmm. So if they don't really value that, and then it's a problem within their organization. They shouldn't really want to join, you know, what they think is going to put them on a higher status in, I guess, society after the Scout. Mm-hmm. With that said, talking to a friend on Facebook who was in the Girl Scout, she said, you know, it's true. You know, the Girl Scouts are not able to do the fun things like the guys do, you know, camping and, you know, shooting bows and arrows and learning how to do, you know, all the different knots and whatnot. And I've never been in the Boy Scouts. Obviously, I haven't been in the Girl Scouts, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my sister was in the Girl Scout for like a quick second, mm-hmm. and she did go camping.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't know. It could be different in different areas, but at the same time, you know, the people who run these scouts, as scout leaders, they are the ones who's qualified to be able to do all these different things, such as archery and campfiring, building a fire, and all this stuff. So if they're qualified, then obviously they're going to teach this, you know, the scouts, the little one. So my point is that the Girl Scouts should increase their regiment, their help me.
Just their sort of how they get their badges, All that stuff, the sort of criteria and the skills they teach to the girls, the young girls. Yeah, I hear you.
For sure. So, I mean, it shouldn't be they're trying to hop over here to get that prestige when they can create their own prestige within and to motivate and to teach young ladies the skills and whatnot. I'm really cool with co-ed collaboration if in competition or if there's an event or whatnot. But skill learning, skill building, training, this individual just learning how to be, you know, a man or you know, a young lady, or those should be separate, you know. And I don't see any problem with that. Secondly, why I feel this is problematic is I feel like it opens up a door, a window to allowing those who do not identify with, you know, just simply male or female to join a Boy Scout or Girl Scout and vice versa. So it's just a can of worms that I can kind of suspect that's kind of brewing. Mm-hmm. Although the girl who wants to join the Girl Scout, she's kind of like the face of the story right now. She simply just wants to be an Eagle Scout, you know, like her brother. Which is just as cute. It's nice, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't really feel like, I feel like it's more of the Girl Scouts' fault to making her feel that whatever the top badge in Girl Scout is not valuable,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, it's comparable to the Eagle Scout, you know.
Right. Yeah, and I was looking at this piece from The Guardian, which is a couple of years old, but it was kind of comparing those different ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys' ranks are sort of based on merit. And they've got Scout, Tenderfoot, Second Class, First Class, Star, Life, and Eagle. And you go up, you have to be reviewed by the Scout Master. You got to meet all these criteria, whereas the girls are more typically their age range. So it's just when you graduate from each one.
Right,
you know,
okay.
I'm sure you got to follow some sort of guidelines. And then they also do have those gold medals and awards.
You don't feel like
you're
actually achieving anything, you know?
Right. Which I do understand that. And they've also got something called the Sea Scouts, which is part of the Boy Scouts, and that has for a while now allowed both young men and women. Now it's it's more specific stuff, mm-hmm. but that has always, not always, I don't think, but for a while has been gender neutral,
okay.
both of them. So that's kind of interesting. I do agree with you that this probably isn't something that needs to happen, but then I worry about like the separate but equal thing when it's never actually equal. You know what I mean? You separate the boys and the girls, and like you're describing, it's obviously not equal because these girls are getting more like girl, quote unquote, tasks.
Right,
to
and
do.
I'm really okay with expanding the typical gender norm mm-hmm. when it comes to female. I'm sorry, women. When it, and little girls who want to learn different things besides cooking.
Right,
you know, and I'm like, that's fine. You know, we have a movie like Wonder Woman that preaches about women can do anything and women empowerment. I'm all for that, but it doesn't need to be like, oh, the Boy Scout. That is something that. You know, we are striving to be that, to do that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, that's because you're really making them the oppressor.
Right.
You know, when obviously for on purpose or not, I don't really think that's the agenda, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so the Girl Scouts have actually come out on your side of it. This quote from, let me see, just the Girl Scouts in general sent out a statement and it said, "The Boy Scouts house is on fire. Instead of addressing systemic issues of continuing sexual assault, financial mismanagement, and deficient programming, BSA's senior management wants to add an accelerant to the house fire by recruiting girls."
Right, because they are losing members. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not joining the Boy Scouts, so they're like, what can we do to sort of ignite this and let more people join? And I mean, I guess that's a reason, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's a good reason, you know?
Right.
I mean...
And that is kind of a good point that the Girl Scouts bring up about the sexual assault. That's been a problem, male Scout leaders with male Boy Scouts.
I read that although that happened many, many, many years ago, that doesn't really... I mean, it can always happen when you do mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I feel like generally they would be safe, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, generally, yeah. But you always have those rogue people that there's already men in there that are a problem... that are abusing boys, so I'd worry about that with girls too. Now that's not a girl problem,
right?
That's these men's problem that they need to get these dudes out of there and fix that. But you worry that that's not been discovered yet, and you add these girls in there without knowing what's going on, and
right.
I do worry about that a little bit. Now, what was I going to say? I feel like that's all I was kind of going to touch on with that. But that's a good point about the financial stuff that the Girl Scouts are talking about. The Girl Scouts make a lot of money from their cookies. Mm. And the Girl Scouts...
The cookies are good.
They're very good.
All right, what's your favorite one?
I like the Thin Mints a lot.
Thin Mints? All right, I think it's the Samoas.
Samoas.
Those are my favorite.
Okay.
What Chocolate flavors? Coconut.
Okay.
Those are bomb.
See, I don't like coconut flavored stuff.
Okay.
I like Almond Joys okay.
All right.
That's a different discussion.
All right,
but
yeah.
I think the Girl Scouts are a more financially viable institution right mm-hmm. now. And when you're going to cut into them and take out this portion of their, you know, patronage or whatever, that is sort of a threat to them.
All right.
But I would agree with you in terms of, I think the Girl Scouts could kind of view this as a challenge and say, all right, well, obviously there's these girls want to go do this because they're getting to do these boy activities.
Right.
The climbing, the hiking, the fishing, whatever it is. Again, I haven't been in the Boy Scouts either. But I think the girls could use that as a challenge and sort of implement that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could still have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and as you were saying, sort of have these like co-ed events where they work together. And maybe that's part of what they have to do to achieve an Eagle Scout or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because that is an important part of life and survival is, you know, relationships with the opposite sex that are non-sexual, just discussing things and achieving
working
things
together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that would be kind of an interesting thing. And I'm not like, I don't know, it's tough to describe, but I think sometimes certain people do, they thrive in like a one gender situation. I know growing up for me, it's always been easier to talk to other boys and you just play sports with boys
right.
and you get your buddies and all that stuff. I've never thought of myself as like sexist in any way, but it's just easier to talk to guys sometimes. And I'm sure girls would think the same thing. So it's easier to learn around
when
them
you think
too.
Of Boy Scout and Girl Scout, you think of young kids, you know, mm-hmm. and they're just learning how to, you know, communication skills. They're just learning, you know, so they probably still, they believe in cooties, you
right.
know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like,
sure.
you know, it's a good time to kind of separate and just kind of team build and learn how to communicate with other guys and other girls without feeling, oh, I like him or, you know, or all the other distractions that can happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would be in favor of if they could keep it boys and girls separate, but maybe collaborate a little more often. I don't know what the relationship is between the girls and the Boy Scouts, though. It seems
like when I read that, I feel like they don't like each other. I feel like the girls have sued the boys and vice versa. So for many different things, I can't remember right now, but they're not like, oh, you would think they're like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, you know, and they're like in harmony. You know, they're actually like two individual separate institutions, and they are like, the Boy Scout sued the Girl Scout for using the word scout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can you trademark the word scout? That's just a word in the dictionary.
I mean, ask Trump how he thinks he created the word fake. I mean, like, it's weird, you know, it's weird. So the point is that they don't have really the best relationship, even though I think public perception, they would think they kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I talked to my good friend from college. He said he didn't even know they were the Girl Scout. I don't know how truthful that is, but you know, but maybe there are people who didn't even know about the Girl Scouts, you know, or Boy Scout. So
yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they do kind of get stuck behind the cookie thing, and it's like, oh, that's a brand, like Girl Scout cookie instead of like an actual organization. I could see that being a thing. I guess maybe the Boy Scouts have sort of an elitism type of a thing where they've got that Eagle Scout that people do prize because it's survival. I don't know if it's survival skills, but it's, you know, all these hardworking skills that the girls can't. So I can understand there being sort of an animosity there. Right. But yeah, I would agree with you. I think the girls should kind of find that high level ranking that girls could put on their college applications.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that's really what I have to say about that issue. I just hope that we're going to see what happens for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with at least testing the waters and seeing what goes on with it. Now, they did say in it that apparently troops, they're different troops or whatever of these, they can choose to be all girl, co-ed, or all boy still. Okay. Different troops can do that. So there are going to be certain, whatever they're called, houses or whatever, I don't know.
I got you.
That can be all boy still. So it's sort of a mix and match thing, but it'll be interesting to see those all girl troop Boy Scouts versus those all boy.
And that's what I fear. That's what I fear, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then once you do that, then what about a kid who wants to join the Girl Scout? Because it's coming, bro. It's
coming. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know? It definitely will.
I mean, it's inevitable, but I don't necessarily think it's... I'm not going to say it's a wrong or bad thing, but I just feel like, what's the plan in, you know, in the wing for that? You know, if a guy, a young boy who said... He's a straight young boy and he wants to join the Girl Scout, you know?
Right. Well, so, and that's another thing. The Boy Scouts could use that as, okay, there are straight little boys that want to cook or want to do crafts or whatever, because that's a thing people want to do.
But
so,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's a lot of layers to this, but like, I would say, you know, the Boy Scout, I'm pretty sure they learn how to cook there too.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, I don't know. It's like, weird.
I'm ignorant to all this whole culture. I remember having friends growing up that were in it, but I never got involved in it.
Right. I saw the uniform. I was like, that is not for me.
Yeah, it does seem like it seems like a white guy kind of a thing too. I'll say that. that I don't remember seeing too many black guys I knew.
No.
In the Boy Scouts.
And the only reason why my sister was in the Girl Scout because it was like a Catholic thing, Catholic school. You know, she went to that school for a short second. She did not like it.
That's a whole other layer too, with the religion part of the Scouts.
Right. And that's another thing. I read that the Mormons and the Church of the Latter Day Saints.
Well, that's the same
thing.
They
pay a lot of money into the Scouts.
Okay,
you know, I didn't know that. Hmm. I did not know that they had a religious component within those two organizations. So maybe that's why they're having a lot of backlash about whether they should join or shouldn't.
Well, yeah, for a long time, the Boy Scouts had the whole gay problem. They didn't want any gay kids involved, which I feel like that's a different thing. At this point, if they're a boy and they're gay, they should be allowed
in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, no problem. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you're going to touch another boy or
do something inappropriate. Right, exactly. I agree with that.
So, yeah. Oh boy, it's not the end. It's not the end of this. We'll see. What if the Boy Scouts start selling cookies? They sell popcorn right now.
Mm.
That's their food.
I didn't know that.
I don't think I've ever had Boy Scout popcorn.
I've never had Boy Scout popcorn.
It doesn't sound enticing. Maybe that's the problem. But if they start selling Boy Scout cookies, all hell's going to break loose.
A cookie showdown.
The cookie showdown for the ages of 2017. All right. Are you through with that
topic?
Yeah, I'm pretty
through with that.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Let us know what you think on the Facebook page. Total Mind Jargon. Comment, like, subscribe. And what's our next topic?
Oh, yeah, A-Rod. We're going to talk about A-Rod and steroids.
A-Roid.
So A-Rod has been out of baseball for about 14 months now. I'm reading this Yahoo story. And he's now doing analysis for Fox Sports in the playoffs. I think he's actually doing a really good job.
He's doing a great job, actually.
I don't like him as a guy, really, but he's doing...
He's a good analyst.
He's a good analyst. And he's with J-Lo now. Oh.
I mean, that's weird, though. He went from here to there, then back up.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
The dude lives a charmed life.
Right.
But he had a discussion on an episode of Undeniable with Joe Buck, where he basically talked about his steroid use.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it didn't start until 2013. People kind of dispute that. He said it happened after he had his injured hip, where he hit, 7 home runs in a season. And then he ended up, it said it cost him about $40 million in his career.
Wow.
So we can get into that discussion about A-Rod using steroids another day, but it kind of brought up to Marcus's mind, we wanted to talk about steroid use in baseball as a whole.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem on its surface as prevalent now as it was in the 90s and the early 2000s, but what's your take on steroids?
Well, generally, my take is we should allow them. Number one, because the steroids that athletes are taking are not the steroids that, like your bodybuilders are making, taking.
Right, right, right.
So they're not the ones that, they're not the ones that strength your balls, They're not the ones that, make you humongous and give you a heart
the
problem.
The anabolic steroids, yeah.
Those are more the kind that keep you from, recovery, They keep you at your skill level longer, And I'm sure that, you get more strength, too. But I don't think it's really like a health hazard rather than when you think of steroids, especially in the 90s, you think Jose Canseco,
McGuire.
I think those guys were taking.
Oh, but look at them. Yeah. They're like humongous.
Right. But then later on with the PEDs, I'm sorry. That's right. PEDs.
Yeah. Performance enhancing drugs.
Those are like, I guess, a synthetic sort of type of steroid that, they use to mask the test or whatnot. These are like advanced type of steroids. These are not the type of steroids that folks are taking to get bulkier for competition and whatnot. So, maybe we don't need them because actually this year was the most home run ever hit.
I know. That's crazy.
Kind of shoots an arrow in my argument, but.
But we don't know what the level of steroid use is right now because. Mm. They are outlawed, but they've always got these masking agents, and the medicine's always ahead of the rules. So whoever, I'm not going to name any names because I have no clue, but whoever it is might be taking their steroids that nobody knows about just yet. And then they'll outlaw them 2 years from now, but they'll have something else going on.
Right, and they still have it in the system, and then they test them, and like, oh, you have it. And you're like, well, I was taking these before, it was illegal, which I think happened in the case of Barry Bonds.
Okay.
I will say that, but...
Bonds never tested positive.
Right.
He just, his head grew and his biceps got massive.
Right.
But
kept hitting home runs.
Hitting home runs at a ridiculous pace. I guess I kind of agree with you. They would need to be tested thoroughly on the human body. I don't know, some kind of body to see if they're safe or not. I don't know if you want to do like lab rats or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they shouldn't have anything that's like jeopardizing the player's health.
Right.
So where those anabolic steroids? You remember seeing the commercial when you were a kid where it was like the guy, the statue who had like had a discus,
yeah,
and he would like fall apart.
Right,
like,
right.
This is what steroids do to a young person's body.
I remember that commercial too.
I know. So that I remember growing up. I don't think it's those kinds of steroids.
It's not those type of steroids.
Yeah. Did you ever like have any teammates or anything that were like taking steroids or you knew about?
You know what? There was one kid I did know, and he would like get a needle and he'd like up his butt. You know what I mean?
Up his butt.
Like his butt. Like on his butt cheek. And he was jacked. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He just like his neck was up here.
Uh-huh.
And I believe this was a baseball travel team.
Was he good?
He threw hard.
Okay.
I mean, I would say, I feel like everybody's not good in Little League. Like, it was like 13, 14, 15, travel team. It was okay. He was a Howard County Tide. County Chesapeake Tide. Pretty good. I mean, it was a good team overall, but he threw hard, man. He threw hard, and he just looked stocky.
Okay. Yeah, that's the kind of steroids you're kind of not going for, but Then you've got smaller, like Brian Roberts got in trouble for steroids back in the day. He's a little dude. Now I've never saw him with his shirt off or anything. He might have been jacked up. But, I mean, I agree with you. If they can make them safe, they can test them, make them, like, FDA, if that's even, like, a viable organization anymore, if they can make them FDA, like, regulated and approved, I'd be okay with it.
I mean, football players take them, right?
I guess so. Do they?
I mean, I always assumed they did.
I know for a long time it was, like, those amphetamines were a big thing in sports, and I think that was a recovery thing. But, obviously, there's a want and a need for this type of a thing. So, if a business could sort of find healthy alternatives to these dangerous steroids, I'm all for it. You know, prolong, let these guys play till they're 45 if they're healthy. I'd be cool with that.
I got you.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're done with our topics, and now you wanted to talk about some personal stuff. Are we going to get back to the pants?
Yeah, man, the pants, man. So, I was not happy about these light blue jeans with this burgundy shirt. So I was like, all right, whatever. We'll figure it out. And they had stains on them, too. I was like,
were they supposed to be on there? They were, like, old?
I think they were vintage clothing, you know? So they were old. You know, I guess that was the style / they were old, and maybe they were not washed, but I don't know. So we go to the shooting. There's a guy, the R&B guy, who's actually, like, featuring in the video.
Uh-huh.
And he brings some clothes, you know, and I'm like, yo, these pants are nice, you know what I mean? And I dap him, what's your name, da-da-da, you know, we had a good conversation, and I said, these pants are nice, they kind of go well with my shirt, and I brought over the shirt, and I said, these look nice together, and he was really cool, he was a cool guy, and he was like, yeah, man, these look good, yeah, try them on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dope, yeah. You know, and they look really, really good. You can check out the Instagram.
Oh.
The photo is really nice. It's it had like really nice designs on them. They're burgundy. They fit the shirt, and I had some black Converses with the brown bottom.
Did you get to keep any of this stuff, or you got to give it back?
I wanted to keep the pants, but they didn't let me.
Okay,
I was a little mad, but oh well. I was in the video though.
Yeah, yeah, forever.
Yeah, forever and ever and ever.
And when is that video getting posted?
October 21st.
Okay,
and they're gonna have a release party. So I'll be there, and I'm gonna take a lot of pictures and, you know, network.
And okay. And yeah, we'll post the video when we get it. We'll put that on our Facebook. Why not?
That's dope.
Featuring Marcus Smooth Life 28 or whatever it is.
Hey,
that's pretty cool. So you got a lead on any other gigs or anything?
Well, my fashion show, my second one is on this Sunday.
Okay. So tomorrow? Or a week
tomorrow.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm busy, bro.
And is that the biggest show you've been a part of so far?
I would say it's the most independent show I've been in. Because right now I'm with an agency now. And the other one was more like, I would say, pay to play sort of thing.
Okay.
You know, and I paid my dude and paid the teacher to teach me how to walk. And, and it was like a production. And I was just part of it. This is something that I'm going to be featured because I'm one of the models in the show.
Okay.
So it's a lot more personable, and I guess you could say I wouldn't say the biggest, but it's because the other show was big. The first show I was in, it was big. The big production was in the Walter E. Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
It was a big location, had a lot of cameras. I think this is going to be a lot smaller, but it's going to be a little more personable. It's a lot. I'm going to be basically walking next
intimate
to people. Yeah, intimate. Exactly,
okay.
You know, so yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun.
And is there like tickets people can buy, or is this like
$25 a pop?
Okay. And they're still available, right?
They are actually. Right. Club Kith.
Club
in
Kith.
In D.C.
All right. I'm going to try and get this up Sunday morning. So if people see this and want to check it out,
yeah, man,
Google them. Google Club Kiss and get those $25 tickets. Support our boy. We'd appreciate
support
it.
But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. It's been fun. It's been a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had a kind of not a falling out with someone, but I've had some disputes with some folks already. You know, and it's some hateration, man, already.
Well, okay, what do you mean by that? Who's
like,
what's
okay,
going on?
These
what's
folks,
this beef?
Okay,
who do we
I'm
attack?
Not no names saying, but I'm
right.
Just saying these folks are like I was tagged in a photo, okay?
Okay.
And this producer knows me, and I was tagged in a photo, and I'm looking through all the people who I'm also tagged in, and I'm like, "Oh, I know this person." added a friend. I know the person, added a friend. Then I get an email, not an email, a message on Facebook like, oh, don't add my friends. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
I'm like, your friends. You know what I mean? I pay money for these people to teach me how to model. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I can add them. And they added me back.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, and even if they didn't want to, they didn't have to accept the friend request.
Right.
You know, so he was like, oh, don't add my friends, you know, or my staff members. And I'm like,
what?
Alrighty. And then he blocked me.
That's weird.
And I'm like, this is some childish crap.
And this is like an older dude.
This is an older person, the producer who, like, you know, helped me a lot. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, like, all right, well, I didn't even call him back. I didn't even do nothing. I was trying to respond, and it wouldn't go through. And you would click it, and it would go to the profile, but it would be blank.
What?
And I'm like, this dude really blocked me.
Wow. Huh.
Like, are we in high school again?
I mean, maybe it could be like a contractual thing, but he could have explained that and just been like, hey, really I get what you're trying to do, but that's weird.
Yeah, so it's already kind of getting little...
It's cutthroat out there.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, all right, well, I'm not even losing no sleep. I'm going to go home and sleep like a baby, okay, and go to the next gig and whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of surprising, you know,
because
you would think these people, you know, support you.
Right.
You know, support you. And
but they don't. They just don't. Want you for your looks and your body, Marcus.
Right.
They don't care.
I feel objectified. But yeah, so that's really what's been going on with me, really. How about yourself?
Nothing too personal really going on. I listened to a lot of music this week, and I started getting into Logic. You listen to Logic at
all? I have.
I like him.
I like him, but I don't like sad music.
Yeah.
His stuff's sad.
It is sad.
I'd be like, I'm good. You know?
See, I listened to him like back in the day, like 4 or 5 years ago. I forget what the song was called, but he, and I remember showing it to like my girlfriend. She's like, that music's okay. And now he's like more popular. And she's like, oh, did you hear this song? It's real nice. I'm like, yeah. I thought he was cool like 5 years ago, but that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, he's good though. I mean,
he's good. He's a Maryland guy.
He is.
Gaithersburg. I don't go out that way too much.
No.
But yeah, I got into Logic a little bit.
Who else?
I don't know. That was really all I was listening to. I was listening to podcasts, too.
He had the podcast?
He doesn't have a podcast. Oh. But have you ever heard of the comedian Chris Gethard?
No.
He's got a podcast, which is really funny. Mm. So he's a pretty popular comedian. So I guess he put some Twitter message out there. And he just has random people call him. Mm. And for 1 hour, they get 1 hour of his time. And at the end of that hour, they hang up. He is not allowed to hang up. They can hang up whenever they want. At the end of an hour, the line disconnects.
Wow.
And it's just like real interesting. You get some weird, real weird folks out there. Don't listen to his podcast unless you're subscribed to Total Mind Jargon.
Right.
But I did want to shout him out because it's really funny. And the first episode of his was like Ron Paul, the former politician.
Yeah, I know him.
Was his doctor, apparently. He birthed him into the world. His mom, this guy that called in, his mom was in prison when she was pregnant with him. They let her out of prison to have him. Then she went back into prison, and he's like a 27-year-old dude that just like hates his job, and it was real interesting. He was like discovering himself on this random call. So check out Chris Gethard's podcast after you listen to
it. I might have to do it. That sounds funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
They're an hour long, a little extra with ads and stuff, but that's what I was doing this weekend. No fashion shows. Nobody's recruiting.
Not yet.
Nobody's recruiting me.
We're going to do a photo shoot with the Total Mind Jargon guys, and we're going to be like,
God.
That's going to be dope.
I know. We were talking about logo designs.
And yeah.
You're like, I'll be in the middle, and then you guys are just off to the side.
No, stop.
You were like, your shades on.
We put it back on.
He's putting on these shades for the podcast listeners. They are like red, pinkish tinted. Are they
very funky.
Are they aviators? I don't know if they're not aviators. They're round rims, gold. A very like 70s look. I can see those being in a music video.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get these in the fashion show. Try to wear them walking down the aisle. Because I actually realized, if you put glasses on, you feel not that like nervous.
Oh, really? You're kind of like blocked.
Yeah, they don't see you, but you see them.
Right, that's interesting. But I can see your eyes.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now do you feel worse about wearing them?
No, because they're purple, and it makes me feel like you can't see me.
Okay.
You know?
It's a mental.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Now, do they let you add your little flair to stuff ever?
We're going to find out. I thought, these would be nice if I could wear these down the aisle.
Yeah. I mean, you're a featured model, so yeah. they should let you do a little something of your own.
Right. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, we're looking at the dog who's just below the camera. Oh, she's squeaking on stuff. You might heard her barking earlier. She's barking at whatever is outside. She's growing up, that dog. She's like 6.5 pounds now. When we first got her, she was like 3 pounds.
Yeah, she's growing up like fast, actually.
She's growing up. She's a little dachshund. Should I grab her? Should I put her on
camera?
Yeah,
she's grabbing, yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Luce, come here. Oh, she's running away.
Wow.
I got her. Here she is.
Call 1-800 save our dogs.
She's mine. You can't have her.
Luce, you gonna say anything? Nope. Alright, we're gonna put you back down then. There she is. Say bye to the TMJ fam. Ugh. Back to business here.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all the personal stuff I had going on. Nothing really interesting is happening in my life at the moment.
Man, one day at a time, you know, you grind.
Yeah. Oh, next week I won't be here. I forgot to tell you. I'm breaking this on the air.
What? Somewhere.
I'm not going to be here next weekend. I've actually had a trip planned for a couple weeks. I did alert Jesse to it.
Okay.
He apparently has not communicated that to you.
Where are you heading?
Going to Niagara Falls.
Okay.
Canada. Had to get a passport. The first time out of the country for me. So that'd be kind of interesting. The girlfriend just planned a trip. She wanted to go somewhere. So for like a 3-day weekend, we're going up to Niagara Falls.
That's cool. Niagara Falls. Nice.
Yeah. I don't really know what we're doing, but we're staying in Canada. Maybe have some maple syrup that's big up there.
Right, right.
We're going to go on like a boat ride and get like the spray from Niagara Falls all over us.
Okay.
So that's next week. So it might just be a Jesse and Marcus podcast next week. All right,
Jesse and Marcus podcast.
I haven't done that before.
We haven't.
The MJ.
So how that's going to work? Well, we'll discuss that.
We'll figure it out. You guys can do something, I'm sure.
Right.
But yeah, that's my personal life right now.
All right. Well, that wraps us up for this episode of Total Mind Jargon. I'm your host, Marcus.
And I am Tyler. And do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Total Mind Jargon. We'll be more active on there. Thank you for listening.